In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 7th and 8th Mishnah in the 3rd Perek of Masechet Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, Lo yiftach adam chalon dutav lechatzer hashutafim. The one's not allowed to open a window, so he has a wall of his house. He's not allowed to create a new window that overlooks into a chatzer, even if he has a share in this chatzer, in this courtyard. That is because previously that area may have been somewhat private, albeit the courtyard being shared, and we have an issue what's called now chezek ri'iya, which is effectively loosely translated as being a invasion of privacy. Lakach bait b'chatzer acheret. Let's say one of the occupants within this chatzer purchased a house that backs onto this chatzer, and it opens up onto a different chatzer. Mishnah says lo yiftachenu lechatzer hashutafim. He cannot now create an entrance to his house in the neighboring chatzer, such that now he could access this house he's purchased into the chatzer he has a share in. And that is because the other occupants in the chatzer can object, because this having another entrance would increase traffic in this chatzer, because now we have another house that effectively opens up onto this chatzer as well. If someone builds another dwelling on top of his house, he cannot make a direct entrance into the chatzer. Ela imratza, if he wants to build another dwelling, he either creates an extra dwelling behind his house, in the back of his house, or he builds it on top of his house. However, there cannot be a direct entrance from the chatzer to the house above. It has to be, for example, have an internal stairwell such that the access to this dwelling above his house is through the lower floor. Now, there's a debate exactly what we're talking about here. Kati cites a machalok, the debate in the Rishonim, whether we're talking about literally building an extra floor or simply the house, say, has a very high ceiling, simply putting in a floor in between and creating an extra dwelling in that way that have, say, two low ceilings that had a very large, say, two-story ceiling, or whether it's actually building another floor. And in any event, the idea is that these restrictions, by preventing direct access to this dwelling, is going to ensure that there's not a great increase in traffic within the chatzer, because if the dwelling you're creating is going to be, the people who are going to live in that dwelling have to go through your house, it's going to be disruptive to you personally, so you're going to ensure that there's not going to be such an increase, meaning the number of people that are going to be living upstairs or in the back is going to be few in number. Lo yiftach adam lechatzer hashutafim petach keneged petach v'chalon keneged chalon. Here we're talking about a case where one has the right to open up a window onto his chatzer, also referred to as a place where he has a chazaka. However, the question is, if he's going to open a window, he cannot make it directly opposite his neighbor's window. Or an entrance, if he's going to open a petach, he cannot make it directly opposite his friend's entrance. This is actually learned from Parashat Balak, where one of the brachas of Bilam said was, "V'isa Bilam et navirata Israel shochen lishvatav." He saw them shochen lishvatav's dwelling in such a way, and he was impressed by it. What did he see? He saw that Am Yisrael maintained a sense of privacy such that people's doorways were not opposite other people's doorways, such that if both neighbors and companions opened the doors, we'd be able to see inside each other's private homes. So in other words, for the sake of privacy, we have to ensure that the windows are not opposite one another and the doorways are not opposite one another. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Hayak katan, if it was small, yu'aseno gadol. He cannot increase the size of either the entrance or the window. Similarly, if he had one, either window or entranceway, he cannot make it two, even if there's no increase, if you like, in actual space as a result of creating two doorways. For example, he may have had a very large doorway, and now he's creating two smaller ones. Still, the neighbors can object. What's objection? They can say that previously, when you had a small window, or you only had one entrance, I was able to still be careful of the fact you can look in the chatzer and be alert to these areas you can see and still maintain my sense of privacy. However, now that you can see much more, there are two entrances, it's far more difficult for me to hide my activities from your line of vision. So that's why they can object. Aval, however, if we're dealing with an opening that's facing towards a public domain, then one is able to have a petach keneged petach. You can make a doorway opposite the person across the road's doorway, chalon keneged chalon, window against window. If it was katan, you can say, oh, seoto gadol, you can make it big. Echad, if it was one, either window or chalon, you can make it two. And the reason for this is very simple. That is because already windows that are at eye level of the people in Shir HaRabim, the people within the houses are going to have to be careful to either have one-way glass or have curtains. They have to protect themselves from the fact that people in the street could see through the windows anyway. Important thing to add then is that when the Mishnah says you can open up a window opposite your neighbor's window in Rosh HaTarabim, that's only talking about at the level the people that walk or travel within the public domain would be able to see through these windows. If we're talking about now windows that are very high up, say second or third story, in that situation you wouldn't be able to have a window exactly opposite your friend's window, because in that situation, on those floors, the neighbor isn't already careful with his behavior, such in other words, he's not concerned that people are going to be looking through his window at that level. So if you open up a window, then it will be an invasion of privacy. Let's now learn Mishnah Chet. Ein osin chalal tachat rushot harabim, borot sichin or marot. One is not allowed to excavate and make a space, say, from his own chatzer or gina, or his garden, underneath the public domain. That's, for example, if he wants to make a bor sich or mar, he wants to have some sort of hole in order to store water. Now, this is even if he says, you know, I'm going to do it, and if it causes any damage, I'm going to pay, don't worry, Tahit accepts full responsibility. Still, he's not allowed to do that, because people can say, look, even if you're going to accept responsibility, I don't want to get damaged and then have to deal with you in court. I'd prefer not to face that issue at all. So therefore, he's not allowed to do that. Rabbi Eliezer says he's matir. He says, you can do that, provided what kadisha agala mahalecha ta'otona avanim, provided that the covering over this space that you've created within the public domain is strong enough that a wagon that's carrying rocks, so you can imagine in modern speak, a very large truck that has a heavy load, would have no problem going over that and the road wouldn't collapse. However, Chachamim who disagree, they reject even that option. Why? Because sometimes these support structures over time, they're likely to decay and eventually might collapse, and the people in the street aren't going to be so cautious to inspect whether this covering over the Rishat Rabim is still structurally sound. Let's continue. Any more team zizim or gzuzstra or the Rishat Rabim wasn't allowed to attach to his building or wall either projections of sort, that we mentioned this zizim before, that they would actually use them to rest things on, or gzuzstra, these are like balconies or other structures hanging over to the Rishat Rabim. However, Elim Ratzai, if he wants to, kones latoch shalo, all you do is you bring your wall inwards and then have this projection, so that the projection, that even though it looks like it's jutting out of the wall, it's still not going into the Rishot HaRabim, still not going into the public domain. Umotzi, you might think, well, isn't that obvious? Why that's a satisfactory option? The truth is, it's not obvious, because people can say still, despite the fact the projection is sticking out and it's in your Rishot, sometimes when there's a lot of traffic in Rishot HaRabim, people spill out to the sides. It might still be defined as a hazard having this projection. Mishnah says not a problem, as long as it's in your Rishot. Mishnah now continues, Laka chatzer, if someone purchased a chatzer, courtyard, or ba zizin guzstrot, and there are these projections or balconies that are sticking out to Rishot HaRabim, we say, harize bechezkata. Then they have the maintain the chazaka, and the person who purchased it is able to maintain this. He doesn't have to pull them down, despite the fact they appear to be sticking out into Rishat HaRabim. Because the understanding is, min astam, one can assume that what the person did when he constructed these projections or the balcony is that he brought his fence back initially to fit with the requirements of our Mishnah. Those are the Mishnah today.